This is John Philly Bear, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
There's a jumping little honky-tonk down the road from here. They got a hot country band and plenty of good cold beer. Used to shoot a little eight ball, hold a pretty girl tight. On a honky-tonkin' two-step and beer drinking Saturday night. I've been working all week, now I'm ready to unwind. And all I really need is wait across the county line. When I find me that sweet thing, everything'll be alright. On a honky-tonkin' two-step and beer drinking Saturday night. Drinking and cutting the rug till they close the doors. You can have a good time if that's what you're looking for. But don't you start any trouble, cause we ain't afraid to fight. On a honky-tonkin' two-step and beer drinking Saturday night. I've been working all week, now I'm ready to unwind. Really need is waiting across the county line. When I find me that sweet thing, everything'll be alright. On a honky tonkin' two-step and beer drinking Saturday night. On a honky tonkin' two-step and beer drinking Saturday night.
Welcome to the show, one of the top songwriters from the UK, John Philibert. Welcome.
Thanks, Lee. Nice to talk to you.
We go back a long way, don't we? We do, and we've conversed a lot on emails lately, and you've been sending me music over the years, and we just played the Jesse Jones Honky Tonk track, which was great. You know, the people
good,
loved
thank
it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's very traditional, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I think that's coming back a lot now. There's a lot more artists that are getting airplay, playing traditional country music. It's nice to see that.
Yeah. It's very satisfactory. I have to confess, I'm not a huge fan of what's happening on American country radio, and because of the era I was brought up in, really.
Sure, I mean, country music has always evolved, and it always will do, but it can't lose its sight. I mean, Nashville itself, as you probably know, is losing its heart daily from all the construction and all the stuff being pulled down.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. I haven't actually been back. I've been in the States very, very recently, but not Nashville. But I understand that things have changed so much, not just the music and the way business is done, but also the buildings and what's happening on 16th and 17th Avenue sounds terrible, actually.
Yeah, there's a campaign to try and save it, but they've already lost 50 properties in the last year, yeah. Which is disgraceful, and it's
heartbreaking.
I can remember the old days, when we used to go to Nashville for fanfare and whatever. All the DJs would go on a trip around Music Row, popping into all the different record companies and getting your promo copies to bring back, and those days are way gone.
It was a lovely atmosphere. You could walk around town and see, as I did, Conway Twitty just strolling into a diner, and and Dolly Parton. Dave McAleer, a good friend of mine, was there at a Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner session in the early days, and later that day or the evening, Dolly Parton drove past Dave McAleer and she honked her horn and waved out the window. That kind of folksy kind of atmosphere, that small town atmosphere, seems to have disappeared now as the big business moves in.
I know. One of the memories I have years ago, they wanted me to interview Brenda Lee. And I had to go on the corner of this street somewhere. And all of a sudden, this massive Cadillac turned up. There was this little lady driving, and it was Brenda. Hop in, Lee.
Oh, wonderful. You know, yes. Oh, excellent. Great. I love stories like that.
Great. Yes. Yeah. But anyway, we digress. Let's talk about now and going forward. And when did you start writing? Because you've been very successful as a country music writer from England.
Yeah, I always... presage, however the word is pronounced, meeting new people saying that I'm a freak. I'm a country music songwriter from London, from South London, England. I suppose I started way back in the sort of 70s, I think, early 70s, but the stuff I was writing was pretty terrible, as happens with most people, although there are exceptions. Billy Swan wrote Love or Please when he was 16, so the early stuff can work, but mine didn't and was terrible, but it just got better and better, I suppose, or I learned through my mistakes. And I had this notion of putting together a little publishing company and decided to write six songs in various genres, and one of them was a song called I've Been Rained On Too, which has proved to be my most successful song. I saw on a tip sheet, which is something that the profession, music business, sends around, whereby producers requesting material for such and such a recording project, and Crystal Gayle was looking for a material, and I pitched the song in those days. This is before the internet, obviously, and I sent the song over to Nashville to Alan Reynolds, the great record producer and songwriter and music publisher, for Crystal Gayle, and unfortunately she passed, but Alan Reynolds liked the song very much and asked if he could keep hold of it, the publishing. And a little while later, I got the good news that Bobby Bear had recorded the song, and it was a lovely version of it, very melancholy. And fast forward just a little bit later, I was astounded to learn that Tom Jones had recorded it, not only on an album, but as a single. I didn't realize then the financial difference between having an album cut and a single cut was quite substantial, and so it's done very well for me over the years, that particular song. Charlie Lansbury did a nice version of it, a more up-tempo version, very jaunty thing, and it still shows up on royalty statements now and then. This is John Philibert, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
If you're afraid to touch my hand, it's all right, I understand. All the changes you've been through, I've been rained on too. You don't know, you can't be sure. I've been there before. Trust in me, that's all you do. I've been rained on too. Like you, I really loved someone. Only to be walked. And by that lonely look I see, you've been rained on just like me. But I have made it through the storm, and I know where you're coming from. I'll take special care of you, 'cause I've been rained on too. Yes, I've been rained on too. my hand. It's all right. Oh, I understand all the changes that you've been through. I've been rained on too. Oh, but I have made it through the storm. Take special care of you, 'cause I've been rained on too.
And over the years I've just got cuts here and there, and I've managed to, you know, do okay, not fantastically, obviously, but as I'm, you know, still here. But yeah, it's fine. You know, it's a nice way of you know, working.
And is that your full-time job?
Well, it's difficult to say now. I mean, I've retired from a 9-to-5. I used to work at, you know, I did a lot of music journalism with doing right. Sleeve Notes and Country Music People magazine.
Yeah.
And I did work for the licensing organization, PRS, for a while, but I've retired now. But since retiring, I've been busier than ever pitching songs, and, you know, there's always things in the pipeline. So, yeah, I'm working harder than ever. I thought retirement would be gardening and... and taking long walks in the country, and so visiting stately homes, but none of that. I just bash away at the computer all day. I've been doing quite well in the Irish market, actually, lately. I've been working with a guy called Trevor Lochry, who's got his own show on
Keep It Country
video. Yeah, yeah. And I just, funny enough, this morning I've got a confirmation he's going to cut two more songs of mine, which is really good news. One of them was a song that I wrote called Back in Waycross Tonight, referencing Waycross, Georgia, a place that Craig Begulia and I stayed one night, and I thought it sounded such a great name for a town that I wrote a song. It was specifically for a Gene Watson project, which is still hanging in the air. But when I wrote Back in Waycross Tonight, I actually did an Irish version and got the demo singer to, you know, do an Irish version called Back in New Ross Tonight, which is where Marge, my partner, lived back in Ireland before she came to the UK. And Trevor has just cut the song, last night and the night before, actually.
Brilliant.
That will come out, I know that for certain. That one's not a vague promise. And he's really good as well. And there's people like, there's a new guy called James Linus who's very good.
Yeah.
And I've had cuts on Mick Flavin. So the Irish market is doing quite well. They keep it country. This is John Philibert, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
This job takes me all over, don't always get a say in where I go. In a hotel room in London, in a neighborhood that I don't really know. There's sirens and loud music, across the hall I hear a couple of fights. I wonder what they're doing back in New Ross tonight. Close my eyes, picture all my friends in that little Irish town. There'll be a dance tonight, and everyone will come from miles and miles around. Meanwhile, here I am now, in this cheap place, with its broken neon light. And I hear a voice that's calling, back in New Ross tonight. There's a mirror that's cracked and dirty, and I see myself so tired and alone. But I think about this life spent on the road, so often far from home. I look at that old photo of my wife and kids, Lord, tell me they're all right. Wishing I was with them back in New Ross tonight. Close my eyes, picture all my friends in that little Irish town. There'll be a dance tonight, and everyone will come from miles and miles around. Meanwhile, here I am now in this cheap place with its broken neon light. And I hear the voice that's calling like a New Ross tonight. I hear a voice that's calling like a New Ross tonight.
So what got you into country music?
Well, it's quite interesting, really. At least I think so. When I was growing up in the teens and early 20s, I was a huge soul music fan, and I loved southern music.
Yeah, so was I.
Oh, good. Oh, cool. And I absolutely was so wrapped up and involved with soul music, and I just loved it completely. And I used to, from time to time, notice that some of the records were of country soul singers doing country songs, and for example, Solomon Burke singing "He'll Have to Go." I actually heard that before. I heard the Jim Reeves version, which is quite ironic.
Yeah.
And Joe Simon doing things like "The Choking Kind," great Harlan Howard song, and I became more and more fascinated with country music. And a little bit later on, I shared a house with Dave McAleer. I don't know whether you know Dave.
I know Dave very well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He mentioned you. He spoke very nicely, actually, in an email. I mean, I told him this was coming up. He was very complimentary. He was working for RCA Records at the time, and he used to bring home the records by Liz Anderson, Charlie Pride, Jerry Reed, who I adored, Porter and Dolly, and so on. And so great in the classic days of RCA Records, and I got, my transformation was complete then. So that got me into country music, and the rest is history, to coin a phrase, a very hackneyed phrase. And, that's how it all happened, And I've been here ever since.
John, thanks a lot.
Okay, Lee. Yeah, thank you.
Cheers.
So much.
Bye-bye.
This is John Philly Bear, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
If you're afraid to touch my hand, it's all right. I understand all the changes you've been through. I've been rained on too. You don't know, you can't be sure. Do you believe me? I've been there. Trust in me, that's all you do. I've been rained on too.
myself.